من هو الأعظم في ملكوت الله أو ملكوت السماوات؟ إجابة المسيح كانت إجابة عملية، لأنه جاب طفل صغير ووقفه في النص وقال لهم إن مرجعتوش تبقوا زي هذا الطفل مش هتقدروا تدخلوا إلى ملكوت السماوات. عشان كده في هذا الصباح أحبائي هنتكلم عن المعنى الروحي لهذا الكلام. بس قبل ما نقول الكلام ده، في آية مهمة جابها المسيح في نهاية الإنجيل عن العذراء، وقال فيها أن عثرة اليد أو الرجل أو العين خطيرة جدا وتضيع الإنسان من ملكوت السماوات. وأحسن للإنسان أنه يقطع إيده أو رجله أو يقلع عينه ويدخل السماء من غيرهم، عن انه يدخل بيهم الى المكان الاخر الى الهوية. طبعا لما نسمع السؤال ده لازم نجاوب نسأل نفسنا سؤال مهم، هل يا ترى احنا في السماء اللي ايده مقطوعة النهاردة هيبقى في السماء ايده مقطوعة، او اللي عينه مقلوعة هيدخل السماء عينه مقلوعة؟ اوعى تفكر الحكاية دي. لا، المسيح بيتكلم من ناحية روحية مهمة جدا. تفتكر لو في انسان اعور او اقطع على الارض هيبقى في السماء كده؟ مش ممكن، ده احنا هنبقى في السماء اجسام نورانية، أجسام نورانية. ما إيه الحكاية؟ حكاية إن الإيد اللي تقطعها هي الإيد اللي بتتمدلك عشان تحردك على الخطية، إيد تتمدلك بمال حرام تقول لا ما خدهاش، ايد تتمدلك برشوة عشان تعمل خدمة تقول لا ما خدهاش، ايد تتمدلك بحاجة معثرة عشان تشوه جسدك وتشوه يعني تشوهه روحيا تنجسه يعني تقول لا الايد دي اقطعها. طب ده بيقول يدك، اصله بيقول يدك لان احنا واحد، احنا كلنا جسد واحد في المسيح. فلو في ايد معثرة في جسد المسيح اوعى تجملها على حساب حياتك الابدية. والرجل اللي تقودك لاماكن وحشة اماكن معثرة دي رجل تتقطع احسن، وادخل من غيرها السماء بدل ما ادخل انا وهي الى الهواء. والعين اللي توجعك اللي توريك مناظر العالم المعثرة دي احسن لك انك تقلعها وانك تخش من غيرها السماء، احسن ما تخش بيها بعيد عن السماء بعيد عننا كلنا في اماكن ابدية في عقوبة ابدية في الجحيم. ده معنى قطع الايد وقطع الرجل وقطع العين. صحيح ان في اباء قديسين نفذوها حرفيا، زي سمعان الخراد اللي قلع عينه لما الست حاولت انها تسقطه في خطية الشهوة، وزي البنت القديسة اللي قلعت عينها ودتها للشاب اللي فتن بعينيها وفضل ماشي وراها عايز يقابلها بأي طريقة. لكن هل تفتكر سمعان الخراس هيبقى في السماء أعور؟ هل تفتكر ان البنت القديسة هتطلع السماء بعين واحدة؟ لا لا، ده هنا ضعفات الجسد هتتحول الى قوة، وهوان الجسد يتحول الى مجد. والظلمة اللي ساعات بتطغينا او تتعبنا هتتحول الى نور لا يدنى منه في السماء، لما يقول عننا انتم نور العالم، ويقول انا هو نور العالم، من يتبعني لا يمشي في الظلمة. لا بس الحتة دي حبيت اشرحها عشان ساعات ان احنا بنفهمها يعني بطريقة حرفية شوية من ناحية، وساعات الناحية التانية ان احنا بنتهاون فيها قوي. نتهاون يعني ايه؟ يعني يقول لك ما تحبكهاش قوي، يعني كده مش قوي، مش للدرجات دي. ايه يعني لو قعدت القعدة الفلانية دي خلاص، حتى لو هم شربوا كتير انا مش هشرب، لو جملتهم في كاس ولا حاجة زي بعضه، بس يعني لكن يعني مش حاجة يعني. ولو قعدت القعدة دي واتفرجت على المناظر دي، انا راجل كبير خلاص، الحاجات دي بتاعت الولاد الصغيرين، وانا كبير كده الحاجات دي ما تأثرش فيا. لا يا عزيزي ما تستهنش، ما تستهنش، لان ايدينا ورجلينا وعنينا هتفضل تزن علينا لغاية ملايين يملاها التراب، لغاية ما ننزل في القبر، او لغاية بمعنى اصح ما تطلع نفوسنا الى الفردوس مع المسيح. عشان كده طهارة الجسد طريق لطهارة الروح، وقداسة الجسد تقدس الروح، وختان الجسد من الاعضاء المعثرة يختن الروح بسكين النعمة ويكون معانا. The point of the offense is a very important point to understand. It's not only to cut your hand or your leg or pull out your eye when they offend you, literally. No. It doesn't mean that. I mean, our Lord Jesus Christ doesn't mean that at all. He means that the hand which gives you something impure, cut it. Better than have it from this hand and be offended and go yourself in the hand into hellfire. Also the leg. The leg means the friend who leads you to a man to places which are not suitable for us as children of God. Offensive places, and you know that these places are offensive. Don't give excuses to yourself saying, no, I will not imitate them. Even if I go to these places, I will not do like them. I'll just watch them and spend some time in fun, forgetting that being in the offensive field means being very weak to struggle against the sin. And if you don't do it, you will be asked in heaven about even the desire. One of the saints, when they said this phrase, he said, our Lord Jesus Christ will judge us not only on the sins which we fall in, but even for the sins which we love even if we don't do it. It's enough for us to love the sin, to be judged even if we don't do it. Sometimes we cannot do it because we don't have the ability, we don't have the chance, but we still love it. Like the poor man who loved the money and went to the Jews, rich man, the Jew rich man, to work with him, and he denied our Lord Jesus Christ. He loved the money even if he was a poor. If I love the sin, even if I don't do it, I will be judged in the last day about this bad love. Also the eye, which shows you bad things, offensive things, offensive views, should be cut, preferably to go alone in heaven, rather to go with this friend, offensive friend, into hellfire. Concerning the face of children, the face of children is very simple. Why does our Lord want us to go back to be children? Does he mean to be back in children in minds? No, in hearts. Because the heart of the child is very pure. The heart of the child is very innocent. When you explain to him anything, any story of the Bible, he takes it simply. And he believes in it without the disturbance of mind. But as adults, we disturb ourselves with our thoughts and minds and knowledge. And sometimes the scientists don't reach the point of faith because of their minds, which they cannot understand the faith carefully, or they don't accept the faith by heart, because their hearts are not pure as the greatness of their minds. The child also doesn't know the real value of money. يعني لو جبت if you bring a child and put in his hand a check with $1,000, he can play with it and torn it very, very easy, or damage it. And you become very upset, you don't know the value of this money. One day a rich man went to a wise man and said, "I am very rich, but I am not very happy. I don't see the nature in its beauty." And then the wise man brought him to a window with a pure glass. And then he asked the rich man to look through the glass window. And he said, "What do you see? Look up. What do you see?" He said, "I see the sky. I see the birds flying. I see the clouds. Very beautiful scene." And then he said, "Look down at the street." And then he looked down at the street. "What do you see?" He said, I see the people running here and there, active. It's the nature. I'm very happy now." And then the wise man took him to a mirror. And then he said, "Look at the mirror." He looked at the mirror. He said, "What do you see?" He said, "I see myself only." He said, "This is the money. You know what changed the glass window to a mirror? A layer of silver. A layer of silver put behind the glass and made it mirror. Through the glass, you can see everybody, everyone. Amuse the nature, being in good relationship with everyone. But if the money is between you and the others, you will see yourself only as if you are looking at the mirror. And this is the money. If you look at the faith or the simplicity of the child, he cannot differentiate between the real money and the money which he plays with. واحنا صغيرين كده واحنا بنجيب لأطفالنا نجيب لهم لعب كده دولارات مش عارف ايه ورق كل ورق ملوش قيمة لكن in their eyes ده له قيمة لكن لو حطيت واحدة لها قيمة مع واحدة ملهاش قيمة مش هيفرق منها هي كلها دي فلوس ودي فلوس هو بيلعب Our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to look at the world or the instruments of the world in this way. Don't disturb your mind with the money, with the position, with the personality, with the brightness. The most important virtue in the life of the children is the humility, التواضع, الاتضاع. تلاقي الولد متواضع خالص. يقول لي متواضع زي يقول لك حاجة بسيطة قوي. تعالى الاثنين كده بيلعبوا مع بعض. يلعبوا مع بعض. وبعد ما يلعبوا يتخانقوا. يختلفوا في اللعبة يتخانقوا ويمكن يتشكلوا ويمكن يتضربوا بايدينهم. وبعد شوية تيجي ماما دي وماما دي تاخد الولاد بيتخانقوا بقى. تحط كل واحد في اوضه ولا في بيت. وخلاص بعد 10 دقايق كده قال لها ماما لو سمحتي هروح العب مع فلان قال له لا انتوا مش لسه متخانقين دلوقتي ما ينفعش مش لسه شتمك مش لسه ضربك الواد نسي خلاص نسي through his humbleness he forgot what happened between him and his friend but the adults don't forget هذا اللي بيحصل معنا ساعات تبص لقي الاب ولسه الاب يبقى فاكر ان الولد الصغير غلط وابنه اللي حصل فيه الحكايه دي ما بقاش فاكر ولا حاجه خلاص خلصت الحكايه دي علامه من علامات الاتضاع ان الانسان يبقى متسامح وينسى الاساءه ينسى الاساءه The greatness in the kingdom of heaven is the humbleness the humility If you want to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, look at our Lord Jesus Christ. He was the most humble person in the history of the world entirely. He became man for us. He walked on the street like a poor man and the needy. With the naked feet, he walked here and there. He didn't shout, he didn't cry out. No one heard his voice in the street. He made wonders, miracles, helped everyone. He didn't insult those who insulted him. He didn't return back those who tried to betray him. During his life, he was very humble. He went to the poor, to help them. He went to the sinners to forgive their sins. And he bore the passions of the cross when they crucified him. Not only he bore it, but he asked the forgiveness of those who crucified him, who put the nails in his hands and his feet. This is the most humble person in the world, and this is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You cannot meet our Lord Jesus Christ except in the way of humility. If we are proud of ourselves, we cannot understand our Lord Jesus Christ at all. at all. But if we go in the way of humbleness, denying ourselves, we can meet him, we can see him, because he is appeared in this way, not in the way of those who are proud of themselves and look at themselves as important persons to the world or to the others. And this is the way to become a child. Let us try to become children. Let us pray to our Lord Jesus Christ to purify our hearts, simplify our point of views and opinions to the things in this world. And without that we cannot meet him. And with that we can not only meet him, but he can live in our hearts and acts in our hearts instead of us, speaks on our behalf, behaves on our behalf, walk here and there on our behalf. And then we will not live, but he will live in us. And those who will see will not see us, but we'll see Christ in us. Glory be to God forever, now and ever, and forevermore.